Head to netsuite.com/briefing now for their one-of-a-kind flexible financing program.
Hey, everyone. I'm David Chalian, the CNN political director. This is the CNN political briefing. Here's what you need to know in politics for Thursday, July 14th. Some Republicans' worst fear might become reality for the 2022 midterms, thanks to former President Donald Trump. I can almost hear all of your eye rolls as you're listening to this podcast about a Donald Trump 2024 presidential campaign in July of 2022. But the former president is making it pretty clear that he is ready to launch. That's sort of the mindset he seems to be in. He gave an interview to Olivia Nuzzi at New York Magazine, and he said that he's already made his decision. Now, he didn't do the reveal of the decision. Obviously, he wasn't going to use that venue to announce a presidential campaign. But when she was pressing him, he said that that's already completely made up in my mind. He then went on to say, quote, "I would say my big decision will be whether I go before or after." And what he meant there, as their conversation suggested, was before or after the midterms. And there is a divide, not just among Republicans broadly, but actually within Trump world, within his advisors, about whether or not announcing before the November midterm elections is a smart strategic play. There are those Republicans who think that if he announces in the weeks ahead or in September after Labor Day, that the entire fall campaign is going to be about Donald Trump, and that every Republican candidate is going to be asked about that every time they're on the campaign trail, and that that's going to be the dominant conversation in the way that Donald Trump has shown us time and again. He's sort of a mastermind of being able to be the dominant force in the political conversation and be his own sort of political dynamic, if you will. And so there are lots of Republicans that think, hey, we want to be talking about the economy and inflation every single day, and we don't want to be talking about Donald Trump. And so it'd be great if he can hold off until after the midterms. Then there are those that say, hey, nobody can turn out the Republican base the way Donald Trump has proven he can. I mean, when you look back, right, in the 2020 race that Donald Trump lost for the presidency, his presence on the ballot, no doubt, helped Republicans actually gain seats in the House of Representatives. And so there are those that say, hey, he could announce, and that actually can really jazz up the Republican base, and that that's not a bad thing, and that Donald Trump can then attach himself, if indeed Republicans win control of one or both chambers, to that victory. The Washington Post is reporting today, citing two Trump advisors, that he is indeed eyeing a September announcement. And my colleague, Gabby Orr, if you've not checked out her reporting, she is a master on this beat. She has been reporting for weeks that he is very much poised to announce a presidential run prior to the midterms. And she, too, now has reporting that there's a constant sort of evolving conversation in Trump world about exactly when, and Trump himself could change on a dime, but that it looks more and more likely that in that September timeframe is where the former president is looking. Now, remember, we've only seen this once in presidential history with Grover Cleveland in terms of an ex-president coming back to the presidency to serve again in non-consecutive terms. What is different about Donald Trump is that in neither of his presidential elections, his successful one in 16 or his unsuccessful one in 20, was he the popular vote winner. What is also different with Donald Trump is that he was twice impeached by the Congress of the United States. And of course, he is at the center of this ongoing investigative work that the January 6th committee has done about his clear attempts to try and subvert our democracy. All of that makes this, as with many things are with Donald Trump, totally unprecedented. Well, does President Biden think he is going to be in a rematch against Donald Trump? That question was put to him by an interviewer in Israel at Israel Channel 12. And here's what Joe Biden had to say.
I'm not predicting, but I would not be disappointed. I'm not even halfway through my term yet. And so there's a lot of room to figure out what's going to happen.
He would not be disappointed. Now, it's pretty clear when you look at all the polling right now on Biden and Trump that, like, this is not an election rematch that Americans are actually clamoring for in some way. According to Politico, Donald Trump has been attending some small dinners with potential donors. This has been, if you will, invisible 2024 campaign that hasn't really started yet, but sort of the behind the scenes. And Politico revealed how he's had a dinner in Nashville and in Las Vegas, and it's sort of policy focused, and it's through his leadership pack, Save America, that these dinners are happening. But it's for him to tap into sort of the donor world and hear their thinking on his 2024 run and when he should make the announcement. And we just learned that, in fact, Donald Trump is going to be making his first appearance back in Washington, D.C. since leaving the presidency on July 26th. That is just 5 days after what is expected to be the final January 6th committee hearing that'll be taking place in prime time. So he's going to be talking to the America First Agenda Summit, a policy gathering of former Trump administration officials. But be on the lookout to see if the former president sort of lays out a course, a rationale for why he'd be running again, and of course, a rebuttal to everything that the January 6th committee has put forward. Perhaps he gave us a little preview when he was in Las Vegas last week.
We need to elect a Republican president in 2024 to bring Joe Biden's reign of lawlessness to an end.
As for those Republicans who are not eager to see him back on the campaign trail, maybe ever, but certainly before the November 2022 midterms, consider Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, very much one of them.
Who knows who's going to start talking about 24? It seems to me the American people are focused on 22 and ought to be, because that's the next election.
Now, let's be clear. There's a lot Donald Trump wants to distract from. There are a lot of federal and local investigations into him right now, both for his potential election interference, like the case in Fulton County in Georgia, or for his company's finances, like up in New York. But again, Donald Trump is looking to distract from that. And there's nothing as good as launching a presidential campaign to move that stuff off of the front pages and the headlines. And Donald Trump knows that. But whether or not Donald Trump can be successful in a 2024 presidential campaign in this quest for a comeback, that is a much bigger question, and we are far away from knowing the answer to it. That's it for today's Political Briefing. Thanks so much for listening, and please take a moment and be sure to follow us wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.